that's worth repeating. It's a story that ends the same, of a man gone astray, and the price he must pay. He's the only one who's to blame. In the quaint little town of Flemington, on the 2nd of January, Bruno sat in that room, and the state asked his doom, while the world listened to that story. On the jury sat four good women, on the jury sat eight good men, and the judge said proceed, and the state said indeed, while the defense said go prove it then. Then his wife, the state's first witness, January 3rd was the day, and she held in her hand, as she said on the stand, the suit her dear child wore away. Colonel Lindy was the state's next witness, said he paid though his child was dead. Under oath there he swore that he heard, hey doctor, just the same as Hoffman had said. Was the ninth when they called Doc Condon, and he said with a voice that rang true, that the kidnapper John was Bruno Hoffman. Bruno turned pale when Jaffe got through. Then they called a handwriting expert, Mr. Osborne was that man's name, and he swore Hoffman wrote each ransom note. Bruno snarled, for he knew no shame. You're a liar, yelled Bruno Hoffman to the agent Tom Sisk on the stand. As the jury he told, they found notes of gold that were given the kidnapper's hand. Helen Achenbrock, Bruno's neighbor, told how Bruno had limbs one day, when a voice with a ring hollered, you were lying, Miss Hoffman was heard to say. Then the state threw attorney Willen to the kind-hearted judge, Tretchard said. So the state rests its case, and he stole in that place. You, the state, demanded Bruno dead.